Pacoima, when you're running along the 5 freeway and you exit any way, you'll come across a school or homes off of the edge. So the freeway is literally in people's backyards. Pacoima is mainly a low-income minority community, working families, immigrant families, young children. We have a high population of youth under 18. I believe it's about 34%. It's predominantly Latino. It's about 84% Latino, and then African-American, Anglo. We have a big Filipino community, Chinese community, but it's mainly a minority, low-income immigrant community. Anyone who travels along the 5 freeway will see that it's a heavy truck route. So you have these trucks that are traveling from the north to the south, and these trucks use diesel fuel. Pacoima is also a destination point for a lot of these trucks. So they'll exit the 5 freeway, and they'll make their way into the middle of the community, which is where the entire industrial area is at, and kind of sit there idle for a while. And then they run right back around and jump on the freeway to go to their next destination. And not only that, you know, you have emissions from the 5 and emissions from the 118 and emissions from the 210 all kind of centering in this one community. It becomes very hot because we are in the Northeast San Fernando Valley. So it starts cooking. So aside from it being a basin, we have this kind of layered on cake of diesel emissions and smog and dust and smoke and everything, you know? And so the smell is everywhere, especially on days like that. Like I said, it's a hot day. You can smell it. You can smell the diesel. You can smell the rubber. You can smell the fumes. It's really bad. It's kind of like sticking your nose in a bottle that has gasoline and burning rubber. That's what it smells like sometimes. Pacoima, we've been told, has one of the highest asthma rates in the county. Actually, I went to Pacoima Junior High, and part of the physical education curriculum is that they have to run a mile around the school, which wasn't all that effective because the PE field is right next to the freeway. You know, on hot days, you'd run around, and it became really suffocating to run for a lot of people, especially people with asthma, and everybody would always run with their asthma inhalers. They'd stick them in their socks, they'd stick them in their waistbands. So, you know, you're running around the PE field, you're right next to the 5 freeway, and you hear these diesel trucks coming and the horns, and, you know, you look up and all of a sudden it's all this black gunk coming out of the trucks and, you know, down into the PE field where you're running. It's a wreck. It's a car wreck, Pacoima. The groundwater is contaminated actually from the former Price-Pfister plant and the former Holcim plant. Price-Pfister manufactured faucets, pipings, things like that, anything for bathroom use and, you know, plumbing, things like that. Holcim, which is on the other side, across the street, on the other side of the 118 freeway, was a chemical transfer plant. Price-Pfister in the past had been cited for improper storage of chemicals and for spillage and things like that. Holcim, I don't believe, was ever cited. However, there were chemical spills because the tanks were underground. So now what we've come to find out is that there's a plume from Price-Pfister in the groundwater, and there's a plume from Holcim in the groundwater, and they're merging. And they're merging under the homes. And a plume is basically chemical gunk in the water. We don't know exactly where this contamination is flowing, but we know that it's flowing underneath the homes. We found lead, chromium, nickel, copper, all your fancy metals in the water. We've found different VOCs, volatile organic compounds. I'm not a chemical expert, but you know, there's like TCE, PCE, things like that. Dioxin, dioxine, everything coming from off of Price-Pfister and off of Holcim. So all that's under there, and it's all merging down there. I've been living in Pacoima for 24 years, and I really wasn't aware of all this. Growing up in Pacoima, I went to Pacoima Junior High School also. Of course, there's the freeway, and you know there's all this junk coming off the freeway. But, you know, when you get into complex issues like groundwater and home vapor intrusion, I don't think people really know. And then when we go out into the community and we start telling them, well, you know, it's really important for you to come to these meetings and find out what's going on. And we try to explain to them kind of, you know, in a real general sense, they'll start asking us, well, is that why my gladiolas aren't growing? You know, is that why my grass doesn't grow? Is that why my kids are sick? And, you know, the only answer we can give them is possibly. But I don't think people really have a sense as to why it's that way and, you know, what it is that can be done about it.